This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today, and it is the beginning of another weekend. I love Thursdays. I am very appreciative of the work that I have to do. I am extremely appreciative of it. But I love Thursdays. Although, I don't know exactly how much writing I'm actually going to get this weekend. We have a graduation for one of my best friends ever. His son is graduating tonight, so I think we're going to that. And tomorrow, I'm taking my parents grocery shopping in the morning, and then I'm taking them to the doctor in the afternoon. So I don't know how much writing I'm going to get done there. And then Saturday, we have the church-wide cleanup that we're going to from 9 to noon. And then we're turning around and going to the church staff party at 4 o'clock after that. So it's going to be a busy weekend. I don't know if I'm going to make my 7,500 words this week. We will see. I'm already almost to 5,000 because I was pushing earlier in the week because I knew this was coming. Which, you know, normally I'd get done about 500 tonight, and so that would mean that I'd only have 2,000 left, and, you know, 2,000 over the space of two normal days. That's not very hard. I've done 3,000 on a Saturday. So, you know, but this could be a lot of distractions this weekend. We'll see. We'll see. It'll all be fine. I've got one more week before I actually start editing the last book, the previous book, Windfall Broadcast. I've got one more week before I swing back onto that, and so next week is going to be my last final big week to try to get things under control for Windfall, The Narrow Door. And I don't quite have everything I need to say about The Narrow Door yet, but I can feel it out there. You know, I've written the passage that explains The Narrow Door, but there's more. And I think I'm just gonna, I've already left that passage behind, but when I come back to it after I get Windfall Broadcast under control, it's going to be, there's more there. Had a nice breakfast with a buddy this morning. We talked about a lot of stuff. It was good. It was very good. We talked a lot about topics that swirl around this idea of the narrow door. And it's very interesting. It's just very, very interesting. Anyways, so writing is going well. Got lots and lots of things to do. Have had some interesting conversation with friends this week. Excuse me. What else? What else is, it's been a long week, but it's been a good week. We, are getting ready to launch into a big push, kind of a sprint. We got about 5 weeks before we need to lock everything down for our final release on June 22nd. Had the meeting today where we went through the enhancement list.
Excuse me.
And we figured out all the things that we're going to take a run at. And there's more than we can possibly get done there. But we have prioritized everything, and so it's basically going to be just work, you know, and get as much done as we can, and then the rest will be shoved off for a version 2. So, you know, but everybody seems to be happy with the progress and what's happening, so it's good. Things are moving on other fronts as well that I don't have any direct connection to. They're actually in production now with ECH, Electronic Fund Transfer, EFTs? Yeah. ECH, EFT, I don't know, whatever it is, where you can say, here, use my checking account. They've added that now to the giving website that my major client has. And I guess that it's going well. You know, they haven't even advertised that it's out there, and people are just discovering it as they go. And it's starting to ramp up. People are actually using that piece of it. So that's cool. So, you know, that's fun to see. And that's something that the people I'm currently working with, that is something they have been wanting to have for like 5 years now. And so they're seeing that happening as well. And so they're pretty excited because the financial reporting website is happening, and some of the new data entry stuff is, we're doing the research on that, getting closer on that. And, you know, we're getting ready for a big launch, plus the EFT stuff is there. And so, you know, overall, we're making progress. And so that's always good. You know, clients happy. That's good. We like it when the clients are happy. So what else? I think that's about it. My wife had her children's musical this last weekend. And it, I thought, went really well. The kids did really well, and she got a lot of good compliments over it. So that's good. This week, I had been just watching some TED Talks, and I came across this one, and I thought I should talk about that, because the quality of suffering in our lives is not something that we like to spend a lot of time thinking about. We don't really like to think about the fact that suffering can be a quality experience in our lives. I was talking about this with my buddy this morning, that, you know, we were both on the same wavelength, that we really much prefer to be comfortable, to have things convenient, to be safe, to have all those things that deep down we really believe that we deserve to have. And with all those things, we gain a certain enjoyment, and yet that enjoyment many times is not long-lived. Whereas suffering, grinding through something, laboring under inconvenience or laboring under pain, sometimes gives us an interesting perspective. There's a man who writes what I think are fascinating books. I think his name is Dan Ariely. Ariely something. Anyways. I think he wrote Predictably Irrational. I didn't look it up. But he, apparently, in his early life, had suffered some major burns. I don't know if it was a fire or some sort of incendiary device. I don't know. He's Israeli. And he talked in one of his books about what he had been through a little bit and how it had given him an interesting perspective, that he felt like that his life was kind of on the outside looking in, and that that helped him to be the person he is today, who can disconnect himself from what he would like to see happen and better at analyzing and being outside. And when I saw this TED Talk, I thought of that. I thought, you know, there are things in my life that I have learned no other way but by enduring a circumstance. And while I certainly haven't been burned, and I haven't had bones broken, and I haven't done all those things, there have been some times in my life where there has been pain. And that pain, in the midst of that burning, that teaches us things. And while, as I said, when none of us are very interested ever, usually, in embracing that kind of pain, it is nonetheless useful. And suffering can cause us to have a change in quality in our lives. So this TED Talk was by a young man who is 17 named Sam Burns. The name of the TED Talk was My Philosophy for a Happy Life. And just by looking at the still image that YouTube had of the TED Talk, I immediately recognized that Sam Burns has progeria, which is a... I think he said the latest now is that there is a malfunctioning protein that weakens the cellular walls, causes them to age much more rapidly than they would under normal circumstances, and causes its sufferers to take on the appearance of being extremely old. And they suffer from the same types of things that extremely old people would suffer from. And yet he's 17, still in high school. So, you know, when a talk starts and the name of the talk is My Philosophy for a Happy Life, and it's by someone who you can see suffers from progeria, that's interesting to me. And he basically had 3 points that he made and tacked on a fourth at the end. And they were all really, really good points. His first point was, be okay with what you ultimately can't do because there is so much you can do. And I absolutely agree with that. I mean, that falls right in line with my little talk and saying about epics and quests and adventures, that we all have an epic and a quest and adventure, more than one in front of us, and that we need to embrace them. And that how we know what our epic, what our quest, what our adventure is, it is that it is only something that we can do. It is something that only we can do. It is something that no one else can do. And it is something that if we do not do it, there will be a gap in the world. And that's really the reason that I think quests and epics and adventures can be performed by anyone. Because the idea of that quest is not what have you accomplished per se, to be measured in a quantitative way against what someone else has accomplished. But it's really about that journey of being on that quest and epic and adventure, and placing yourself at the point of possibilities and doing what you can do. I've used this illustration before, but I can't cause myself to be an author who is read by millions of people. That's out in the marketplace. That's up to the people who write my stuff. And frankly, if there were certain things I would do, I could probably improve my chances. But I typically just keep writing until I offend someone. So that's life, you know? It's okay. But my quest and my epic and my adventure is not to be read by millions of people. Because that is something that others can stop me from doing. They can simply not read my stuff. My quest, my epic, my adventure is to be a writer. It is to write the things that I find interesting. It's to explore my world and think about my world in a serious manner and write, expressing those thoughts that I have, and then letting my beta readers read those thoughts and them reacting to them. That's really... And it wouldn't even matter if I didn't have any beta readers. Even that couldn't stop me, because I'd still write. And it's just like Sam Burns says, you know, don't spend so much time worrying about the things you can't do or the things that you aren't. Oh, I wish I was a best-selling author. Well, okay, you're not. Tough. But I can be an author. No one can stop me from that. And that is my epic. It's one of my epics. It's just a lot of fun. I really enjoy it, whether everybody reads me or not. His second point was, surround yourself with people you want to be around. That's a good idea as well. You know, my friends that I get together with, that we talk, I am rich. I've been working through some things about Windfall and some things about ultimately where the books are going. And I think today, as I was talking to my buddy, I think one of the important pieces, it's not the final piece by any means, but one of the important pieces clicked into place. And maybe it would have clicked into place without that conversation, but I find there's a whole much better chance that something is going to click into place when you actually have a conversation with a friend. So I do this. I surround myself with people that I enjoy having around and having conversations with. And I budget for taking people out to eat where needed. Because I am not going to let that stop me from enjoying other people's company. Learning from them and sharing with them, and if, you know, a few of the things that I have to say help them, then great. But mostly, I am enriched in my life because of the conversations that I make time to have with friends. Sam's third point was keep moving forward. That's a really good point, too. I'm in the process now of throwing away all the vein work stands. Every week, whatever space is left in the garbage can, I just throw more away. And, you know, my daughter and my wife, well, maybe we could call these people and do this. But you know what? I learned a ton of stuff doing that vein work stand. It is time to move on. I've watched too much Shark Tank now. I understand what they're saying. I am not going to waste another minute of my time or another dollar trying to make the vein work stand something that it will never be. It's over. It's done. Sunk cost. Moving on. Moving forward. And the more of them I throw away, the happier I get. I actually closed down the business on January 1st. Well, closed it down last year. Didn't send any more orders out. And of course, as soon as you do that, then some people who were just kind of lurking around come across and go, okay, so can I still get one? And you go, nope. Well, I'd really like one. Nope, nope, nope. One or two or three sales a month is not worth my time. Pitching it. Done. Done and done. Because you have to keep moving forward in life. Getting my mail. One moment. And then Sam Burns was funny because those were his three. And he said, oh, and there's one more. He said, the last one is never miss a party if you can help it. So, we're Nielsen family. And my wife responded, so she is doing the Nielsen thingy. This is going to be interesting to see how this works out. And Sam said that his prom was going to be the very next night, and he was planning to go to it, which, you know, good for him. Good for him. I think, importantly, the key thing that he's getting to there is make yourself available in a social context. Fellowship with people, enjoy people's company. There's really just nothing like that. Nothing like it at all. I'm backing into my garage one moment. So there you go. And I just thought his points were just pretty good. And all of this wisdom comes out of a kid who is 17. He is 17. But he also has progeria. And that progeria has caused him enough pain and suffering in his life that it has given him a unique perspective, and it has given him time to think about certain things that will pay him far more dividends than if all he was doing around was just thinking about himself and living what we would consider to be a good life. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.